Quebec Music Parallel is proud to present Rebetica by Andy Moore from The X with Yanis Kyriakides. Also featured, the Bozzini Quartet with Andy Moore performing Yanis Kyriakides' cassettes. It's all happening live in downtown Montreal at the Espace Orange in the Edifice Wilder at Blurry and St. Catharines. Show happens on October 16th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available on the Espace Orange website. A CKUT co-presentation.
Hi, I'm David Suzuki, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Information to grow the brain.
So that was Rapport's Video Star from their 2022 single by that same title. My name is Mulu Tesfu, and...
Hi, I'm Tanya Iyer.
Tanya Iyer, and we're here on behalf of Pop Montreal for the last Pop Montreal sessions at CKUT. Yeah, as some of you, many of you, all of you might know, the Pop Montreal International Music Festival, the 21st edition that is starting tomorrow, September 28th, and goes on till October 5th. We have almost 200 bands playing over the next, over the
so
next 5 days.
So many
bands.
Fun bands.
Yeah. We also have a symposium, film pop, so we'll be projecting a lot of interesting films. Tanya Iyer here will be participating in pretty much all of it.
Yay!
She is playing in two shows and will also be at two panels at the symposium.
So excited.
Doing it all. All right, so I don't know if you've been paying attention, but over the last few weeks, we've had Pop Montreal has been here at CKUT, sort of kind of showing you some of the music that would be hosted, that would be performed, that would be displayed, presented at this year's festival. This week, I thought we would focus on the artists, the musicians that were selected through the listening sessions, which I'll tell you more about. Mm-hmm. Pop Montreal, a core amount of the programming that happens through Pop Montreal, I'd say this year it was something like 50% of the music that will be presented to you over the next few days was selected through what we call the listening sessions, which is basically members of the community, professionals in the music industry, and also fans get together every week. This year is about from April to July. Mm-hmm. Get together, listen to music, a lot of music over a few months, and pick what they think should be presented to the world, you know, or at least what they want to employ their energies toward presenting to the world. And so that's what we're here to show you today is who is the best of the litter, the people who mm-hmm. were picked as the favorite picks by those who attended week after week, and the people who were unanimously voted yes to attend the festival, to be part of the festival. And so I thought we'd show you what that looked like this year. Anything you'd like to say, Tanya?
I'm so excited to listen to all these fun picks.
fun picks. Okay. So just to give you a little bit, the first track we listened to was Rapport's Video Star. Rapport is a project by Toronto-born Maddie Wild from Moon King and Born Orphans. She strives to create earnest pop and has a background in garage and post-punk and glam. Yeah, and so the next track is by Superplage. It's called La Nuit. It's from a 2022 single with Maggie Lennon, Virginia B, Laurence Camille. They will be playing Solar Rosa September 29 with Superplage, with Shin Shin. So let's hear that track.
Thank you. comme par une nouveauté.
That was La Nuit by Superplage from the 2022 single. Montreal-based Superplage want to make you dance and dream in the southern sun. They want to make a contagion of their joy. Next up is BSI's, ooh, I can't do this, but Vestubayer Beach.
Ooh, that's good.
Well, thank you. From a 2021 single by the same name. BSI will be playing September 29th at ESCO with partner Easy Tiger and Shelby Trapid. Let's hear it. BSI is Iceland's most unconventional indie lo-fi cute pop punk duo. They're part of Reykjavik's flourishing underground scene and named after the city's central bus terminal.
So fun that they're stopping at Pop Montreal.
Indeed.
All the way.
All right. So next up is Dresser. It's funny. Dresser is playing at Ursa on the 28th with Sasha Kay, Love Language, and Sable, all four of which were kind of top picks of this year's listening sessions. And so this is kind of like the showcase that showcases the kind of the best of the listening session, among others. But this is really like a build out of that. Anyway, what we're about to hear is Hands Off from a 2021 album called 17 Blocks and the Sum. Okay, let's hear it.
Care a hell of a lot less.
art rock trio Dresser. They've been a Montreal band since 2018, and they recently released a debut LP, 17 Blocks and Then Some, in the summer of 2021. So that's going to be a really good show. September 28th, Ursa, Sasha Kay, Dresser, Love Language, and Sable. Next up, we got Still Kicking. The title is your name. Still Kicking is the project of Montreal-based musician Caitlin Dolly. It's going to be a good show. September 29th, Le Ministère, BB Club's album launch, me. It's going to be great.
Ooh, ooh.
Let's hit that track.
When you ride
just like flipping through the pop program right now and just reading the Still Kicking bio. So hilarious. Still Kicking is from Montreal, but like if you told me they were from Omaha and they formed at University of Wisconsin in 1993, I'd be like, yeah, I have their first 7-inch. So true. Such a jam. Such a good jam. What do we got next, Mulu?
We got Laid on Me by Bess Fern. Yeah, Bess Fern is CKUT veterans Nick Schofield and Alexia Vina, who was meant to join us today, but she took a flight that couldn't make it for this particular session. Anyway, their project Bess Fern is a beautiful little gem. The next track we're hearing is Laid on Me from their 2015 EP by the same name, meaning by self-titled Bess Fern. Yeah, let's hear it.
Ooh. Pop Montreal and CKT presents Nigerian born future soul artist Wayne Snow with guest Tess Robin, Hua Lee, and DJ set by Gayance Friday, September the 30th at 8 p.m. at Outdoor Venue Entrepot 77 in the Mile End. Tickets on sale now at popmontreal.com. This is a CKT co presentation.
Volume 5 MTL, Montreal's fifth annual art book fair and festival celebrating art and the book, bringing together the best talents from across North America and beyond. More than 50 publishers and artists will be on hand for the fair on October 1st and 2nd from 11 to 6. Free admission at the SAT 1201 Saint-Laurent. Check out the full program at volumemtl.art, featuring invited guests from the Detroit Art Book Fair, C Magazine, Le Sci, Wendy's Subway, Art Metropole, Peripheral Review, and much more. And don't miss the closing event, the launch of Flint Magazine with performances at Le Système on Sunday, October 2nd. That's Volume 5 MTL, volumemtl.art, a CKUT co-presentation.
And we're back. Okay.
And we're back.
Yeah. So the last thing you heard before those ads were Best Fern, the project of Alexia Vina and Nick Schofield.
Such a cool track. The journey.
Yeah, it's funny because they currently, one is in New York and one's in Gatineau, and there's something about the spaciousness of that track that feels like I'm communing with people who are far from one another, you know?
But still in my head, I feel like they're like Montreal sweethearts.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
For sure. For sure. Okay, so next up is Status Non-Status. Technically, it's on Bigazé, which is the project of Status Non-Status and
Zune,
indeed. Yeah, so it's called Cherry Coke. The track is from the 2022 album called Sewn Back Together. They're playing September 30th at Lesco with Seulement and Feng. Specifically, that's Status Non-Status that's playing that that show. And then On Bigazé is playing October 1st at Entrepot 77. They're opening for Haruna Muri, along with Witch Prophet and Eurostar and On Bigazé. Oh, that's them, so not them. And Perispic. Yeah, so let's hear it. It's Cherry Coke.
Still I
I love that jam. It's so good.
It's nice, yeah. That was Cherry Coke from the 2022 album, Sewn Back Together. Cool. I guess next up is Father Figure, which I actually quite like this next track. It's called Sink from 2021 album called Jack of All Fruits. I really like the this band's commitment to the play on words. All right, so they're playing October 1st at Entrepot with Haranomori, same as Ambiguisé. They're a kind of sound core indie trio based in Burlington, Vermont. They prioritize kind of atmosphere and space to the highest possible degree. Let's hear it. Sink. Thank you.
Loved that. That was so great.
Loved it.
Loved it. My gosh. I'm discovering so many cool new bands today. This is excellent. Thanks, Mulu.
My very pleasure. Me.
So I'm going to discover another band right now, Hermit. Never heard them before, but why don't we listen and see?
Very different vibe from the last track.
Their pop bio is really funny. It's also, I'm loving this program. It says, it's a real cliche when you're writing bios to be like, oh, well, this artist's music is indescribable and hard to classify, but I swear it really is the case for Hermit. So let's see what we got.
Also, just FYI, Hermit is also the star of a film pop film called I Like Movies, which you should probably check out as well. But also plays.
Multidisciplinary.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Cool. Oh, they play September 28th at Casa with Yu, La Roi, and Fide. Yeah. Just check out Danny DeVito from the 2022 EP Stage Clear.
Talking Danny DeVito, bet it's big boy Caesar, bitch, I'm Danny DeVito. I'm the fucking trash man off the Danny for real, though. Bitch, I'm flexing, yeah, my pocket's Larry David. Curving all these fuck boys, six round faded. Boy, you can't finesse, you ain't fucking with my cadence. Pull up, bitch, your function, and you know I'm fucking faded.
Really
in this 19, push your 5'3". Young Danny DeVito, watch your NGE. I need some Visine. My drinks are coming threes, and if the heavy start flowing, then I'm gone for the sleep, yeah. Hermit, that's my name, it's best to learn it. You ain't worth my time, no, I won't even concern it. Girl with the hair like Yuki Nagato, she perfect. I'ma draw like 30 bands up on that bitch, you know she earned it. You know she earned it. Yeah, you know she earned it. Short and fat, bitch, I'm Danny DeVito. Yeah, my money Frank Reynolds talking Danny DeVito. Bet it's big boy Caesar, bitch, I'm Danny DeVito. I'm the fucking trash man off the Danny for real, though. I'm on my shit, bitch, I'm Caden from Synecdoche. You know that when I pop, all my homies standing next to me. All my diamonds cut like they got fucking vasectomies. All your shit is bunk, homie, get the fuck away from me. Little Hermit, big planet, slant-headed young Phyllis Seymour Hoffman in this bitch, and you can stand it. Whoa, fuck with Hermit Nissan. Get your fucking knees broke, pull off in that Nissan. Crash your bought a Volvo. Huh, yeah, huh, yeah, huh, yeah, huh, yeah. Short and fat, bitch, I'm Danny DeVito. Yeah, my money Frank Reynolds talking Danny DeVito. Bet it's big boy Caesar, bitch, I'm Danny DeVito. I'm the fucking trash man off the Danny for real, though.
All right. So that was Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah. I was just saying while you're listening to this that it would be great for a montage of Frank Reynolds doing some horrible things.
Let's go.
You know. All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Next track, Gemma Lawrence, Adrian, 2021 single. Gemma's playing September 28th at Quai des Brumes. Gonna be a great bill. Allo Fantôme, Pompey.
Who's Pompey, Tanya?
Who's Pompey?
I don't know.
Pompey's like a really cool singer, songwriter, bass player. You should go see that.
Also, I'm gonna play Tanya's partner.
Who is that? Oh my god. All right. Jeanne Marceau. Yeah, it's gonna be a good bill. Come hang out with me. Let's hear this tune, right?
Let's hear it.
We've been at the bar since 10:30. I think I like you, but I don't know when to let you know. Am I just a friend? I don't wanna overthink things yet. You know I've been alone since God knows when, and I won't. was only high on every word you said, Adrian. And I've been wondering lately how you've been. Bed. How the sunlight danced in reverence, and I couldn't bear to go. Soft spoken, you said I dreamed you were a poem I read. So when you're coming back to Berlin, I said I didn't know. But I fumbled on my tongue, blamed it on the barrel drum. But I was only high on every word you said, Adrian. And I've been wondering lately how you've been.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
Just beautiful.
Adrian. I feel like I wish I was Adrian. Gemma describes her music as sapphic folk, and I'm like, maybe that's just my aesthetic. But there we go. So anyway, she's from Maine and lives in Brooklyn. She's, you know, been on the Tonight Show and NPR Music. She's
killing it.
Yeah. Cool. And this is from her this is a single, but her sophomore album Lavender is out this fall. Next up is Sasha K, which is in that showcase that I was talking about earlier with with Dresser and Love Language. And Sable. This song is Archie. It's from the 2020 album Arthur's Party Trick. Yeah, so let's hear Archie.
Just travel on, it'll be alright. I thought she'd by my side.
Sasha K.
Sasha K.
It's funny. So there are very few songs that have had as much play in my life as Youth by Daughter. And there's something about that voice, something about that song that like has like a kind of a nostalgic sadness for me because of how, I mean, in a good, you know, it's like so impactful.
Nice.
Because
I love feeling.
Exactly.
So good.
Because of that, because of how this, that, yeah, it's like that voice is so Elena Tonra from Daughter for me. Anyway, but yeah, that was Sasha K. yeah, and that track was called Archie, and it's from Arthur's Party Trick. I thought we'd take a little break from listening to the music to talk about, you know, to talk about why pick these songs. You know, there's some great artists at the festival. You know, like I'm excited to see Kelly Malone and Tortoise and Wayne Snow and Simande and but I wanted to kind of highlight the people who or the artists, the groups, the who went through the submission process, because I think the whole a lot of people talk a lot of ish about representation, and I think the submission part, the submission process, and the listening sessions, and the community involvement, and the democratic principle, the feedback here,
yeah,
I think is so important in like the cultural sector. You know, the cultural sector sounds so abstract, but I mean,
the,
you know,
cultural sector,
and the sharing of meaning and beauty and perspective. You know, and yeah, so I thought it would be good to highlight the people who went through this process and who people loved and wanted to elevate and wanted to display, you know, share with others. Yeah. So, I mean, my name is Mulu Tesfu. I'm artist relations of pop. And Tanya here is, you know, indomitable and indescribable Tanya Iyer, in, you know, put like a negative prefix over any limiting adjective, and that is unstoppable. Tanya Iyer is a local artist, local musician who went through the submission process this year.
True.
So, you know, we're here as kind of both sides of that equation. So I thought
filled out a little form.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Exactly. Tell us about your experience of submitting as an artist to Pop Montreal.
Yeah, I mean, it was really just that. I was like, I love pop. Let's play it. Let me fill out this form. Oh no, I haven't taken new press photos in a year. Just gonna submit the same one. But yeah, it's that. It's like you get, it's that process of just, you know, going through the process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this year, I mean, this year, November 1st would be when that would happen, like when
we
would open it up.
It was also cool, like, doing that process for many years, and then having you, my good friend Mulu, host the listening sessions and seeing, like, your side of things.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, Tanya is, like, my good friend Mulu hosting the listening sessions. And it's funny because that meant for me, I'm a Libra. I'm a hard
Watch
Libra. Every planet is in Libra, pretty much. And so I have a huge thing about objectivity. And so it meant
do
that.
You?
Yeah,
no, yeah,
no,
you
I do.
Do.
I do.
No,
it's unfortunate,
do.
But I do.
Kidding.
And it meant that I like purposely mispronounced Tanya's name when we were playing the song because I didn't want to, which is ridiculous. I just didn't want.
What?
I was so anxious.
Oh,
well, not terribly, but like I was just trying.
We're laying it all out on the table here.
No, I didn't like. I just was like, you know, whatever. I just meant I like affected a distance from the thing, you know, in a way.
Yeah,
that,
you were like, oh, like I don't want to be a part of that process of choosing it. Like I feel like you are very connected in the Montreal music community and you know a lot of the submission artists probably. Mm-hmm. So it's like probably like it's a hard thing to be objective when you have a really small community around you.
But also just about, I was so excited to hear, you know,
so
to like
exciting.
What to be, for you to be part of the, you know, to like be present and, you know, to be honest, you were, you know, unanimously voted yes, because that's who you
Stop.
Are.
But, Stop it.
But I mean, you know, my mispronouncing
kidding.
Your
that's
name
really
did not
sweet.
Affect you negatively, is all I'm trying to say. But anyway, but Anyway, the point is, it's important. I've spoken to a lot of people who don't know about the listening sessions, about the fact that you know, it's open to people who care about music's input on what gets supported. This year, November 1st is when we open up submissions. Probably close sometime in April. I don't have an exact date for you on that, but after that, we kind of listen to everything. And if you want to join, you know, just go to popmontreal.com. There's where it says how to play. There's a little part where you can submit to be part of the listening sessions as well. If you don't feel like doing all that work, my name is Mulu, M-U-L-U, at Pop Montreal. You can just send me an email and be like, hey, I want to be part of this thing. And I'll bring beer and chips and we'll sit around on couches and listen and chill and vote.
It's such a great way to just be a part of the community, build some community, check out the new music that's coming in from everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I love places where I can just see all of the cool art that's happening.
Yeah.
And so cool. What a great way to have a festival.
Yeah. And I just think it's such a great part of the organization to bolster and promote and make, you know, to fill out, you know. I think it's just a great principle to be responsible to the community, you know. It's such a great principle. Anyway, okay, so
Libra's coming out.
Yeah, Capricorn ascendant. It's all Leo moon. It's all a lot of happening. Anyway, anyway, next up is Mull Crimes. Don't be a cop.
Should this be a astrology?
Yeah, right. I just meant it's all relevant. Seven Venus. Anyway, next track.
Can't stop.
Yeah, I can't stop. Next track is "Don't Be a Cop" from the 2021 EP. Bootlicker's Delight. This is a real change of vibe. That was "Don't Be a Cop." Sardonic post-punk from London, Ontario. Laughing through the tears. Don't be a cop. I mean,
just don't.
At least they say. cool. So next up is Patois. This track is called "Oversaturated." It's from a 2021 EP by it's a self-titled EP. So.